It's time you got in the game, mate. This show will give you a special code to get great discounts at GoDaddy.com. Get a domain name and complete email. Get in the game at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
And just when it couldn't get any weirder, Goober!
Hello!
So, last week's show then had already happened before we did it.
And yes.
That was all that. And then this one's the one after that that's happened again, and we don't know what's happened so far.
No.
And we've already had to do a brief 7-second thing, because we've even confused the mini disc player that started playing the last song when it should have played the first one, and we haven't even started yet. And you know what's going to happen in a minute, don't you, as well?
My eyeball's going to explode.
No, scary music.
Oh, yeah.
Scary music.
You really can tell time.
It's Punky. It's the emergency podcast. Emergency podcast. This is our catch-up show, and because I'm on holiday.
Yes.
I'm in Florida.
You're in Florida, yes.
I'm having a lovely time, thanks.
Oh, cool.
It's very hot.
How's John and Scott? Are they all right?
They were... What nice fellas.
Really?
And do you know what?
What?
Much slimmer in real life.
Who'd thunk it?
Total Talk Nonsense legend, boys. Boys!
Boys? Maybe you'll even be on their podcast this week. Possibly.
I might already have done it.
Maybe. But it's probably not available yet till tomorrow.
Good God. Have we said who we are yet?
I don't think so.
Goober, I'm Paul B. Edwards.
I'm Tony Hearn.
And this is Punky Radio. Four more great songs this week, and we've also got a certain amount of madness in the shape of, it's been a long time coming, Ruby Bresnahan, a.k.a. Clito the Brito.
Yes.
Very, very excited about that. Thank you for all of the comments we've had on our MySpace profile and on Podcast Alley, and thanks for all the votes. We haven't been able to respond to them because we're somewhere else.
Yeah.
But we're still doing this as if we're not. And
yes.
It's just going to get more confusing because last week. Last week. That's really play with my mind. It play with my mind. All right, play with my mind. Should we get on with the first song?
Yes.
Yeah? All right. First song, Monkey Fist.
Monkey Fist.
Monkey Fist. Were they one of the first bands we ever played on this show? Have we played them before? We meant to.
We never played them before.
Have we never played them?
You might have played them first time on the other radio show, the one we did.
Oh, yeah.
Friends
of the show, Monkey Fist. They've got a great album out called Between the Lines. Now, they are more metal than punk, but the track I've taken, I've reckoned...
But it's nice melodic side of metal, isn't
it? They're good.
Yeah.
Great live, great band. I wonder, Tony, now, I'm hoping that everyone on this week's show will make it onto our MySpace Top 20.
Mm.
But we also, of course, traditionally give out their websites.
Yes.
I wonder if you know the website of Monkey Fist, because last week it was a draw, it was a 2-2.
It was 2-0, wasn't it?
It was 2-2 last week.
Okay.
So I've got a good feeling about this week, though. So here goes, Tony, what do you reckon Monkey Fist website is?
Yes, I think it's monkeyfist.co.uk.
You are a fucking legend. It's 1-0. It's 1-0 to Tony.
Yay!
Right, take it.
Take it.
Like a bitch.
Feelings. Look at the gag, wanna get my teeth in. My hits are pain, but I'm still breathing.
I'm still breathing.
They don't muck about, do they?
No.
They don't muck about, Monkey Fist. They're a terrific band.
Great band.
The album is called Between the Lines. And
we both have copies.
We both have copies for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
Because I was out with Sam, and the lead singer, and someone said to him, oh, can I buy one of your CDs? And the fucking idiot didn't have any on him. So I sold them mine. And very generously gave him the fiver. At certain times, we've had two members of Monkey Fist in our own band, the Chavs.
Yep.
Because we are a band, Jan.
We are a band.
And
maybe even, actually, we might appear on our MySpace page. Maybe by now...
What might?
Nightclub might have appeared.
Yeah, that would
maybe
be good,
wouldn't
it?
Maybe on MySpace.
What,
anyway,
do you think you'll have had time to sort that?
Possibly.
Oh, let's not confuse ourselves anymore than we already have, Tony. Let's get straight on with MySpace latest comments.
Yes. But the Chavs on the side, we have the drummer, don't we?
Carl. Yes.
And we used to have the guitarist, but
yeah,
they got replaced him with someone much more emo.
We did have Carlos the Jackal and the Bearded Medusa, but we had to lose the Bearded Medusa because he looked too hard.
Yeah.
We needed someone, as you say, a bit more in touch with his feminine side. So, MySpace latest comments this week. Our MySpace account is myspace.com/punkyradio. Please do visit it. There's loads on there. You get the chance to vote and do bits and bobs and watch a video and listen to one or two things. We don't know how many songs are on there because it's in the future and it's already happened and I don't know what's going on anymore.
No.
Blimey.
So you have been out of the continent.
So these comments actually came in two Tuesdays ago, but were the latest ones I had to do now in the future.
Yes.
I've already done loads on this holiday, mate. I've been having a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Really, really brilliant. Yeah, it's always hot.
Nice.
Always hot.
Cool.
Oh, it's hot. We're just into hurricane season. I'm a little concerned. Right. So, for this emergency podcast, here goes. This is from Sophie. She's been featuring quite a lot. Punky! I had a strange idea in the early hours of this morning. I reckon you should have a part of the show called Punk Eye for the Emo Guy. Yeah, I come up with stupid things in the early hours of the morning, but it could be quite a fun mission. Well, actually, Sophie, that's not so stupid an idea. We've kind of already been working on that for our potential live show next spring.
Yes.
When we might be doing a Punk Eye for the Emo Guy sort of thing and de-emo-fying someone with the help of Felix Hamboy, who might be cutting their hair into a submission. More of that in future months, I'm sure. This one's from Dalton. Listen very carefully, this one.
All right.
Hey, what kind of car do you and Tony drive? I know it's kind of a stupid question, but I was wondering.
Well, we drive around
in the
Punk-mobile.
Let's leave it there. What? Right, and he rode in the forest. I'm normally bareback on horseback.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we got this one through from everyone's favourite Dane, including Hamlet, Daniel.
Daniel.
It's summer, and in my family, this means we have to go to one of these theme parks. Hours of screaming children and flowers. If I was looking for that, I would have gone to an emo concert. Anyways, in the park, I saw something very strange indeed. One of the attractions is Pirate Land. I just had to go there. The supervisor was nothing less than an emo pirate! Imagine a pale bloke with a purple bandana and glasses. Glasses. Actually, just imagine Tony dressed as a pirate. I didn't know what to do. I could have called him Kittenblood, but I felt sorry for him. He couldn't go home to write it in his diary in Kittenblood because of the hook. P.S.
Yeah.
I think Dalton is a stalker.
Yeah, judging by that comment, yeah.
Hello. This is from A-Stars 3, I think. Hello.
Hello.
Can you answer me this? Why do emos use Kittenblood in their diaries when stereotypically they slice their own wrists enough to use their own blood? Amazing, gorgeous show. Well,
they wouldn't write, would they? If they slashed their wrists.
If they'd slashed their own wrists, yeah, they'd be too weak to...
They'd be too weak to lift the pen. I wouldn't be able to run when I wanted to in Kittenblood.
Yeah.
In fact, I feel so weak now, I don't think I'm going to be able to even switch a light bulb on, and I may have to just sit down in the corner and masturbate and cry about Kimbler.
Yeah, I'd be a pirate.
You fucking weirdo. Bear, we missed him last week.
Oh, yeah.
Fortunately, he came in with this. I killed so many zombies tonight on the seafront. Anyway, as long as you guys keep up the good shit, I'm happy. Fair enough, Bear.
I don't understand a word of that.
No, I do. He'd obviously gone down the arcade, hadn't he? On one of those machines and that.
Right.
Actually, he might just have gone down the arcade and just murdered a load of old people. Because he was angry about their tractors or something. I've fallen in love with a girl. What should I do to a tractor? There's nothing you can do to a tractor, especially if it's a Massey Ferguson 459. They're damn near perfect. Right then.
Tractor's made it into the show again.
What have you got there?
I've got the podcast alley coming.
No punk is complete without a tractor reference. I'm going to make that a new rule.
Okay. Fair enough. Tractors do rule.
Yes.
Podcast alley, please vote for us at Podcast Alley. If you go to the Punky Radio site, punkyradio.com, at the top of the screen, there is a important please read. Click on that and it'll open up the voting dialogue. So click enter in your email address and a comment and we read out the top five.
And we know we say it every week, but we do want you to vote for us on there.
Yeah.
We know we're children, but we believe in the honesty of voting.
Because a lot of them cheat.
The great democracy. Yeah.
So we're trying to...
Not like those cheating piss-mop Hawaiians and piss-mop frogs we've had as well. Piss-mop crybaby emo kids we've had. We've had that pixie freak and fuckhead we've had as well.
Yeah.
Oh, you might hear about them.
Did I mention that we... Not well, I told you off-show, but the crybaby show, I actually listened to it. Well, I tried to listen to it. It opened up with some emo going, oh, and my parents hate me. Oh. But in the show notes, it seems that one of them's left. One of them's cried off.
He's cried off his own crybaby show.
So there's a new Kitten Blood on town.
They've got a new one in, have they?
Yeah, they've replaced it.
It's just a production line, is it?
Yeah.
That goes very slowly.
It shuffles.
It goes... And that's another one falls off. And then it goes... That shift change.
Right. Here are the top six Podcast Alley comments. Wow, I've listened to your show for about 2 months now and just can't stop laughing.
Good.
Punky Radio for life.
Hurrah.
P.S. Slut rope is the funniest word next to wanker.
It's one of them.
By Lagister.
Cool. By who?
Lagister. Lagister.
I wonder what you've done with this.
Lagister.
With this pronunciation.
Anyway.
Spell it out to me.
Lagester.
Oh, fuck knows.
Exactly.
Ronald, if in doubt. Ronald.
Ronald's elder cousin.
Yeah, if in doubt, Ronald.
Vote time. Vote now. I think I will. Keep it up, lads, like Uncle Foamy from Rancho Relaxo.
Rancho Relaxo. Now, that's a name. That's not like Lagister.
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 Lagister. Is he from Burnley? Lagister.
Burnley.
Burnley. Lanchester.
Yarr, I be from Burnley.
That's a new one, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Kitten Blood Production Line.
Kitten Blood Inc.
It is Kitten Blood Inc. Inc.
Inc.
Ah, nice.
Number two with a bullet.
Hey, oh.
Pixie Tricks and Zircon. What sort of nonsense is that?
No idea.
Punky Rock's My World. End of. Please continue by all means, the Dirty Hooah.
The Dirty Hooah. That dirty hooah.
Dirty hooah. Voting because you bloody stanky little chuffs won't start bitching about it.
Oh, you stanky little chuff.
Molotov. Kaboom.
Kaboom.
Kaboom. Mr. Lord.
Hey, Tone.
What?
Tone.
What?
If there was an explosion at the Kitten Blood factory, at Kitten Blood Inc., it'd do this. It'd go...
So yeah, Mr. Lord. Hey Tony, you twat.
Nice.
Mr. Lord, what the fuck is that? It's more pussy than Mr. Pink and more shit than Mr. Brown. Fuck you. P.S. Still love the show. Keep up the good work, guys. From Lord Raylock. Did I call him Mr. Lord or something?
Might have called Lord Bishop Rocks Mr. Lord. Did you? Did we mention that last week?
No, that was off air.
That was off air.
That was at the pub.
Fucking hell! How weird is that? How weird is that someone who we don't know, who doesn't know that we're doing this in the future, but is really from the past, has actually picked up something that we've said not even on the show?
No.
If you can make a fucking mathematical equation out of that, mate, you fucking do it. Otherwise, leave us alone.
Add in the time travelling, and it's all matter and nonsense. Yeah.
Oh, blimey.
So, I don't understand that one.
What's the point of maths?
Goopa, goopa, smacktards. And again, goopa, goopa, you fucking smacktarded, twatsical, racktard, wanktarded, piss-mopped fish fuckers.
Fair enough.
Fucking hell. You two smacktards are fucking amazing. Just carry on with what you're doing. You've literally made me cry with laughing.
Cool.
Which gets you quite a few stares whilst on the tram.
Did we make you do...
Homo 92.
Did we make you do a dirty sex week?
Dirty sex week.
Did you cry out of your lady place?
Oh dear. I don't know if that's a woman or not.
Well, if it's
Hermo,
a man.
Hermaphrodite, surely.
Hermo, I believe, is short for Rachel.
Ah.
Yeah.
92, so she's 14.
Excellent.
Brilliant.
I'm sorry about mentioning your lady, your lady place.
We're just
lady
sorry.
Place. Ah, sorry, much your lady place. Much your lady place. Ah. Arr. Oh dear.
Okay.
Right, now.
Anyway.
So. There was something that I was going to do now, but I'm not going to do it till after, because what we're going to talk about now is Jeff Ugly Shoes and the Cemetery Surfers.
Okay.
Because they've been in touch with us on and off for ages, and they've sent us CDs, they've sent us things, they kept me in touch. And Jeff, I love Jeff, he's brilliant. You think he's weird, I like him.
Hmm.
And you should like Jeff, because Jeff has repeatedly offered to fix you up with down-home country girls.
Those damn six-fingered ladies.
No, not at all. See, you can't stop yourself, can you?
No.
That's why you get nowhere with women. You don't know how to compliment them properly. They're very, very lovely. And that extra finger, mate, that's just so they can get a slightly tighter grip on your bell end.
Oh, that's true, I suppose.
So start to embrace them.
I will try.
And look at the photos. Look at the photos they sent, man.
What photos?
Well, oh, did you never see the photo that they sent of the girl they got lined up for you?
No.
Now, Tony. Oh, but Tony.
But the
really.
Oh, but Tony. The communique I got from Mr. Ugly Shoes was on our MySpace page when he called me an emo prick.
Oh, Tony.
Oh,
pum.
Now, I don't mind about the prick, but I'm not fucking emo.
He's not emo. Yeah, that's the point, Jeff.
Yeah.
So they brought out their second album relatively recently, called The Monster That Ate Mississippi.
Hmm.
And I'm just seeing where. The only website we've got for them is MySpace.
Yeah.
And Tony, this is going to put you under pressure here. Can you feel it mounting?
I can do.
Oh, yes, it is. What is the MySpace profile of Jeff Ugly Shoes and the Cemetery Surfers?
Is it myspace.com /the Cemetery Surfers?
MySpace.com / Vox Tones. There was no way you were going to get that, to be fair. No way you were going to get that. But they will be on our MySpace Top 20 with any luck, because I should have enough time whilst in Florida in the future where I already am, and I'm having a lovely time, thanks, to sort it out.
Cool.
So I've been promising Jeff, because we use some of their tunes, we use their instrumentals as beds.
Yes. Which ones are they off these ones?
No, they're not yet. This is this is still the Planet Smashers, and we also play Zombie Ghost Train, and Tentacle Horses.
Yep, and Pocco's Strangeness.
Pocco's Madness, Doctor Gobshite, whatever he's called.
Yep,
Microscope, Pocco's Madness, and the Negatones. And we are going to be getting some more. I meant to say last week, actually, in the future, but we're getting some. There's a MySpace page. This guy he added us. You know, there was that CD that came out, Music to Watch Girls By.
Yep.
He's done one, Music to Watch Porn By.
Oh, brilliant.
I thought you'd like
it's
that.
It's full of wah-wah.
Yeah, no, it's full of wank-wank, I think, mainly.
Wank-wank-wank.
Yeah, wank-wank-wank-wank-wank. Spurt. Nice. And he's going to be sending us some of that. So by the time I get back from holiday, where I am at the moment, we're going to have a lovely time, thanks for asking.
Oh, cool.
I've got a bit of a tan. We are going to be updating all of our bits and bobs, so I thought I really ought to get this sorted out now. I've been promising to play this for ages now. Jeff Ugly Shoes and the Cemetery Surfers, I would describe them as kind of swamperbilly. It's kind of, there's a bit of a seedy, you can feel sort of Texas Chainsaw Massacre-y, kind of the original sort of colours going on, and it's all a kind of American gothic sort of thing, and all a bit goo. I don't really, it sounds a bit sleazy and a bit swampy and a bit surfy and a bit gore, but they've got their own theatre in Columbus, Mississippi, the Princess Theatre. So make sure that you do check out the various profiles. We'll have one of them on our top 20. You go to that and then you'll find out the other ones as well. This is Psycho Ward. We'll be right back. that finished a bit sooner than I was expecting, eh?
Yes.
That said, it had got 5 seconds left.
It
naughty.
Died.
Naughty. What was that then? That was as far as you're going with this, was it? That
yep.
was Jeff Ugly Shoes and the 70 Surfers and Psycho Ward. Now, Tony, can you just talk for a minute?
Okay. Don't forget, we also have, as well, our MySpace page. We have our own website, punkyradio.com. If you go on there, there's all sorts of nonsense on there. There's pictures that we have taken at various gigs over the past couple of months. There's a forum on there, which links to our main forum on Last Minute Comedy. Please join up with that and talk amongst yourselves. It's been very quiet on there lately. So,
it's summer, isn't it? It's summer.
That's true. And yeah, you can always download the latest show from the front page of punkyradio.com as well.
Well done, man. Right, now, what I would like to talk about very briefly is, because this is a punk show, primarily.
Yes.
And there is yet another website that we want you to check out, but we haven't got... The web address for it is fairly complicated. I just want you to, the next time you're Googling or doing anything like that, just type in All Welsh Punk.
Right.
And have a look at the All Welsh Punk forums if you are Welsh or anywhere in the world with any kind of any reason at all to feel a bit Welsh, be a bit... Well, you know, I fucking love Wales.
Mm-hmm.
There's these All Welsh Punk forums, but I got an email from them saying, look, these have been really, really quiet recently.
Right.
Can you go on out, have a look around? And I said I'll do them a favour because we want to encourage punk rock in Wales.
Yeah.
Don't we? So just go to Google All Welsh Punk and it'll come up. Or you actually just put in Welsh punk, you'll find it. And they've got the same sort of forums that loads of other areas of the world have about their bands and that, you know.
Yeah.
But you're going to find out about a lot of great Welsh punk bands.
Okay.
And hopefully, we might even be able to play some of them in the future. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? That'd be nice. Right, so I've got that covered on this emergency upside down. Has it happened before? Will it happen again? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think now we can mention Ruby Breastnut, can't we?
Okay, yes.
Now, Ruby Breastnut is a lunatic from LA / Las Vegas.
And, slash the moon.
She works between... She does what?
Slash the moon.
Slash the moon, yeah. She's definitely, probably...
Out there.
Not of this earth, yeah. She's a very attractive young lady who's also mad as a brush.
She's clearly unhinged.
Yes, and she is, well... You get a bit of information out of her in the following interview.
Right.
But not very much, because me and her, we hadn't really planned how it was going to go, and she was flitting between being Ruby Breastnut and being her alter ego, Clito, being Brito, who has got an astrological horoscope that she's going to be doing once a month for us very, very soon, starting in August, starting
right.
with Leo.
Okay.
So just to give you an idea of, this isn't representative of what you can expect, but we're going to play it now. And when we've played it, when it's finished, we're going to play something from a CD, actually, which is called Porn Flush, right?
Okay.
And some of the titles on it are Stick It In, Porn Flush, Wanna Suck Off, Come On Me, Hustler Me, My Three Holes, Do Me Right Tonight, Lucky 69, Fuck Me Fuck, Pink Pussy Trot, and Everywhere.
Are we playing My Three Holes?
No.
What are we playing?
We're playing the one I haven't mentioned.
All right, brilliant.
Yeah. After this track, after the interview, we'll be playing a song called Spank Your Monkey. Now, can you guess her website, though? Can you guess it, Tony? She's called Ruby Breastnut. Can you guess her website?
Is it rubybreastnut.com?
It is.
Oh,
it is. It's 2-0.
Yes.
It's 2-0 to the Tony. Oh, no, it's
2-1.
Oh, 2-1. It's 2-1.
Yes. The tricky, ugly shoes.
Have a listen to this. Hopefully, it's going to come out okay. It is a bit weird, but trust me, it's worth it. It's Punky. It's Poorly Beat. It's Brito, Clito, Ruby Breastnut. Who are you right now?
Clito, the old clear boy, actually Ruby Breastnut, but my character that everybody loves so much that I just slip into Albert is Clito going Brito for the Bobby Edwards show, the Punky Ratio, and your friend Tony over there.
Now, you can probably ask Tony a question now, because he will be listening to this, and maybe he can answer it, even though you don't know what his answer will be, but you are a clairvoyant.
Yes, of course.
So go on then, ask him anything.
When's Tony's birthday, Paul?
What's that?
When's Tony's birthday, Paul?
Oh, I don't fucking know. I don't give a shit about him, to be honest with you.
I can tell you everything about him, mate. Just his astrological sign.
Oh, fuck.
Astrological sign, of course.
I haven't done any research for this, have I?
Actually, I tried flirting with Paul through an email. I don't know, I come on a little strong. Sometimes people call me the smelly little poo-poo brawl, but that's okay. I was trying to actually flirt with him and see what he would do. And the response was like a ice cube going down someone's big hot dog in their pants, you know. I don't know. I don't know what happened. What happened, Paul?
Well, I think he just started to blush, to be honest with you. I think you went a bit far for him, Rubes.
Oh, again, I love it. I wish I could have seen it.
So,
I gotta film this, you know, when Tony starts blushing and all that. I'd love to see it. That turns me on, actually.
Oh, it does, really? Well, maybe Tony would be slightly more interested in that. Would you be interested in maybe getting some naked photos of Tony?
Of course. You mean a photo shoot of him and I together?
Well, that would be good, yeah.
Of course. Oh, and I would love to just shave them all with shaving cream and then put cherries all over him and eat it off myself.
Oh, blimey. Now, look, just in case our listeners aren't on... haven't been to our MySpace page yet. You've done a fantastic video for us. How long did it take to make?
Oh, actually not very long. I'm actually in the movie industry. I was in sound and comedy, stand-up comedy, just as of course yourself, Paul. And I just love to do anything that has to do with film. I was into Foley and all that stuff. I worked on the Xena show. I've done a lot of stuff.
I say, you're so much more famous than we are. We're very honoured to have you on, you know.
Oh, you're so sweet, and I'm honored to be on there. I was actually checking you out, Paul, and you've done a lot of comedy yourself out in Australia, I take it. Down under.
I've been on TV in Australia, yeah.
Oh, how neat.
It doesn't mean much, though.
Did you do a strip show, like a little strip tease or anything like that?
No, I said that Manchester would be a really shit place for the Olympics, and the Australians thought I was absolutely right. So they had me on quite a bit. But look, we're not here to talk about me, Rubes. What would you like to get out of your system before you go for this week?
Actually, I don't want to talk about you, Paul, but I noticed that you have big boots. And any time a man's got big feet, that says a lot about his size. You know that, don't you?
I have heard that, yeah. All it's meant with me is that I need bigger socks.
Well, I'm telling you, I've got to meet you someday.
Well... let's hope that happens, Rubes. Thank you so much for talking to us. And
like Tony has, please.
Perhaps you've got a...
it just can't happen.
Perhaps you've got a last message for Tony.
Away from me.
But people don't run away from you, Rubes. We've just got an entire show to do, and I can't have you taking over all of it, because I know that's what you'd like to do. If you've got a last message for Tony or our listeners, say it now, Rubes, and we'll talk soon.
Sending all love over there to the UK. Oh, dear Lord, wishing you many sex, lust, and martinis. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
That's fantastic. Spank your monkeys. 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 Jerking your dick up and down. Till your snake's hard all around. Spanking that monkey purple bound. Spank it, spank it, spank it hard. Spank your monkey, spank your monkey. Spank your monkey, spank your monkey. Well, you could do. If you chose to, Tony. Couldn't you?
Yeah.
You could spanky monkey.
I can't believe you forgot my birthday. Why do I not believe that? Because it's like a week after yours.
Birthday. But that's because I'm still so mush up after mine. There's no way I can... I can't believe you just said, I can't believe you can't remember my birthday. I can't believe you can't remember my birthday. That was Ruby Brestnut and Spanky Monkey, taken from the terrific, slightly seedy album, Porn Flush. And she will be doing something far more whimsical for us in the future. Now then, a while back, I was in touch with this bloke. Oh, God, have you got the magazine there?
Yeah, that's right.
With this guy who does a fanzine in the southeast of England called Empty Playground. We will be playing their jingle.
They have a jingle?
They've done a jingle for us. I don't know whether they did the jingle for us, but we'll play it in a bit. And I really like it because it has got one of those real fanzine feels about it. It looks fairly amateurish the way it's put together, but the content is actually really good.
Yeah,
there's a massive interview with Lacuna Coil in there.
Yeah.
Which is like normally when you pick up like the equivalent of a local fanzine, it's one or two local bands and it's all that in it. And the bloke who writes it's his favouritism. It's all a bit of a fix and it's shoddily put together. But this one is really nicely done and you get a free CD with it. Which brings me on to my only criticism of it actually is that there's not really any information about the bands, I don't think. There doesn't seem to be very much information about the bands on the CD in the magazine.
No.
So I can only assume that these are just bands that he's either found on MySpace or makes of his from that area, from that scene.
Yeah.
But it's a really, really decent magazine.
This is and like 40 pages.
It's a good fanzine. Yeah. It actually reminds me of, not so much the humour per se, but when Viz first started out,
yeah,
it wasn't a lot beyond what Empty Playground is now. It started out with very, very, you know, ad hoc, DIY, that sort of thing. And Viz is now a multi-million pound magazine. So all I can say is, well done, Empty Playground. It's really, really good work. It's really nice to get a free CD with it. And yeah, what's that? Do you want to just read that out?
There's an advert for a hosting company called Punky
called
Hosting.
Punky Hosting. I know, how weird is that?
Lawyers!
Yeah. Shall we send them a cease and desist order?
Wow.
So yeah, do you know what? When Punky Hosting find out that some fucker's been making kids' jewellery, they're going to be...
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I could do now?
What?
I could play their jingle now, couldn't I? And then that gets us back on track, doesn't it? That gets me right
back
on track. Yes, it does. If I find the fucking thing. Right, now, here goes in. So look, this is their jingle. You can tell that we're doing this as we go on the emergency podcast that probably should have happened in the past, but it's actually happened in the future. And so how was Doctor Who, by the way, Tan?
I can't reveal the ending because it doesn't air in the US for about 4 months.
What do you mean? We've actually got something before them?
Yeah, yeah. They're on episode 3 or 4 of the second season.
Oh, fuckers.
And we've just finished ours.
Yeah. And by the way, lads, we know there's been 5 series of Lost and it's horrible when Kate dies.
I've not seen any series of Lost so far.
Let's just have a brief listen to this because then pens, papers, rulers... Brains. We haven't done that phrase. Pens, pencils, rulers, brains.
Because that was the other show. Yeah. We never did on this. Anyway.
There's a new magazine available. It's dedicated to independent music. It's called Empty Playground, and it's available now. To get your copy, visit emptyplayground.co.uk.
And that's that then.
Before Zod.
Yeah.
It was very much Zod.
Kneel before Zod immediately.
Yes.
I'd like you to kneel before Zod, please. Who's Zod?
Hey?
Who's Zod? Zod? Yeah.
Superman 2, Tone Stamp.
Oh.
Zod. It sounded like that.
Once again, who do you immediately come out with? Well-known homosexual.
Was he? I don't know. Is he really?
I don't know. Might have been. If you know that Terence Stamp was homosexual, maybe you could email tony@punkyradio.com, because frankly he's much more interested about it than I am.
I like girls.
This is the Cemetery Surf, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. So now then, right, I even though I'm on holiday right now,
mm-hmm.
I do feel I have to say that I've still got a bit of my time left. Now, this show has been released on Tuesday.
Yep.
So by Wednesday 18th. Afternoon, yeah, by Wednesday afternoon, most of you will have heard it. And if any of you are in the Tampa / St. Petersburg, Florida area, be aware that on Wednesday night and Friday night, I'm going to be at Janus Landing in St. Petersburg. Mm. And on Wednesday, if I've got this the right way round, I might be on my way there now.
Who knows?
I'm seeing Rancid on Wednesday night and Real Big Fish on Friday night.
That's great.
So if you're in the area and you can get a ticket for it last minute, come down. You'll find me. It holds about 1,000 people.
You're the one at the front of the stage saying, do you know who I am?
Oh, sorry. Lars who? What do you mean you won't let me on your tour bus? Right, I'm not letting you in my hired compact. But yeah, I will be there and you will know me by the trail, not of the dead or anything like that, just the trail of piss and booze that I will inevitably... Oh, mate!
Right, what?
Me and the proper Mrs. Edwards, before we went on holiday quite a while ago now...
Yeah.
She wanted to buy some holiday clothes, so we went to TK Maxx.
Okay.
Right, and I saw a pair of trousers that I wasn't allowed to buy.
Really?
You'd have pissed yourself. I did look like something from Brokeback Mountain in it. Right, she was... She said, I tried to keep them a secret from her because there's the unisex changing rooms in TK Maxx. And what I wanted to do was just walk out proud and go, what do you think to these? But I'd put these trousers, they were white jeans, they were like loons.
Right.
They were like drain pipe at the top, showed me meat and two veg.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought they'd been quite nicely defined, but she said no. But then there were these white jeans, but then down the sides of them, there was this orange patterned embroidery, just looked like really camp chaps.
Oh, you should have bought them.
I wanted to. They were steel at 18 quid, right? But the thing was...
$1,000.
She was in the... yeah, I know, but we can afford it, eh?
Okay.
Right. She was in the cubicle next to me, and as I walked out to kind of stand in front of her cubicle with my fists on my waist and legs slightly apart, like Yul Brynner in The King and I, right? And I thought, I'll stand there and wait until she opens her thing and it'll be really funny. As I did, this bloke in the cubicle opposite me opened up his cubicle, looked at me and went, oh, fucking hell! I went, what? He goes, get those fuckers off! Right, and Kerry's gone, oh, good God, Jesus, get rid of them, Paul. Oh, what's happening? I thought they were quite nice.
Did you know him?
No.
All right.
No, but he had a rather cool pair of combat shorts on, like the ones that I've got, full stop. You know, the mid-shorts, combat ones that you can't see up the leg as well as... Oh, because I'm not wearing any pants.
What, in Florida? Dear me.
Oh, I won't be wearing pants in Florida. No, sir. It's way too hot. Okay. Music stop. I'll sort something out. I'll sort something out. Yeah, so he's got these combat shorts on, and after he's gone fucking hell at my trousers, and Kerry is now staring in disbelief at these ridiculous white pants that I'm wearing, right, I've looked at his shorts and gone, mate, buy them. They're fucking great. I live in mine. I wear them every day. And he's said, he's looked around at me, and she's looked around at me, and he's gone, what? And she said, Paul, I don't think this man is going to take fashion advice from someone who is quite clearly dressed as a gay cowboy. In the dressing room. And I had to walk out, and the girl said, were they not really... I said, oh, they didn't really fit. Really fit. Last song. Is there anything else you have to report at the moment? I'll tell you what, there's something I have to. I'm not sure what's going on with this machine tonight, but I do want to talk for a bit longer because there's one more thing that I want to talk about. Let's see if it will do it from there. Go on, let's have it. Thank you.
CD player does can't stand time travel.
The CD player, clearly, it didn't bring its towel or its peanuts.
No.
Right?
Rubbish.
I didn't realise, here at Punky Radio Towers, in the heart of Sherwood Forest, surrounded as we are by merry men and very agile horses, they have to be very agile, the merry men like them. I didn't realise that out there in cyberspace, somewhere overlooking Atlantis between the UK and the bad old US of A, there is, in fact, in the MySpace groups, a Punky group.
I didn't realise this until he told me.
Called...
Just before you went away.
Called Punky Owns.
Punky Owns.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Now, it's been set up by one of our listeners, and there's 70 members or something, and I don't know how this happened. So anyway, I went on and made a few posts a few weeks ago and said, oh, I will mention this, it's really brilliant, let's get this group going, it'll be really good fun. So if you're on MySpace, make sure that you check out, go into groups and just type in Punky Owns, or do it by letter or category or however you do it, but Punky Owns, and check it out, because she's gone to a lot of trouble to set this up. I only found out about it a couple of weeks ago. I've been on there. I've started off a couple of posts on there, so there's things to get on with.
Right.
And it might be a good way for listeners to slightly more sensibly start discussions about the show, about the kind of music you want to hear on it, etc., etc. So, you know.
So are we part of it? Is Punky Radio part of it now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you can access our groups on MySpace. I think if you go to our MySpace page, I think there's some way of going looking at our groups. So you might be able to click on that.
Yeah, but if you do that, you might find out that I'm also in a group called Amazon Women in Marmalade.
That's true.
Or something.
You're part of that as well.
I'm not. It's Lemon Curd.
See the last pictures. Anyway.
Amazon Women in Marmalade. Right then. Last song.
Yes.
Last song. We are here. We've reached the point of the last song. And I thought the last song on the Emergency Podcast, bearing in mind we've had one track from the UK, one track from the West Coast of America, one track from the deep south of America. That's easy for me to say. Mm-hmm. What better way to finish the show off than with a bit more Scandinavian garage punk?
Nice.
Say Scandinavian, I mean Finnish. From Sweatmaster. This is an obscure B-side called Fool. And it was the B-side to a single of theirs called Maggot. Sweatmaster, one of the favourite bands ever. I'm always going on about them. I'm always looking around
always
for Sweatmaster.
Looking.
I was always looking for Sweatmaster today, in fact, a couple of weeks ago. Because that's how life works right now. The thing is, Tony, do you know their website? Can
yes.
you remember it?
Yes.
Go on.
It's sweatmaster.net.
Oh, you're a good boy. Because what happens if you do sweatmaster.com?
You get some strangeness.
Not anymore, actually.
Really?
No, it's just, no, it's shut.
Oh, okay.
It's shut. Someone else has bought the domain name.
Really?
For $15.
We need to sort our domain name out.
That's what
anyway.
He said. I thought he said we don't.
I don't know.
He said we don't have to do it till December.
I'll talk about it a couple of weeks ago.
Let's talk about this at least a fortnight ago.
Yeah, we'll
all
do
right.
that.
Okay. I'm quite pleased, though. We don't normally reach the Negatones, and they sent us this track over. Thank you very much, Negatones. This is the second to last week, the penultimate week of our old beds. We'll have new beds in a fortnight's time, which is actually in a month's time, but is actually 2 weeks ago from now when I said it.
Yes.
Are you still with me?
No.
Good. Right. So this is it, then. This is the last one. This is Sweatmaster and Fool. And once again, they've never done anything bad. This isn't either. They'll be on our MySpace top 20, as will the rest of us. Just get on with it, Paul.
Just
That's brilliant, that.
Sweatmaster. Always brilliant.
I love them. What a great band. And that's Fool, and that's the B-side to Maggots that came out last year, 2005. Might be in the future, depending on what happens.
Who knows?
Oh, this week's show has confused the buggery out of me even more than last week's.
Yeah.
I hope you've stayed with us. If you are listening for the first time, well done for getting this far. Fucking hell.
I'd go back a few episodes if I were you.
Yeah, yeah. I would maybe remember the good old days. So,
yes,
I just need to mention Empty Playground's website, don't I? Because the magazine that we've reviewed this week, we are going to be reviewing magazines from time to time.
Yeah.
And obviously we'll get better at it. But these ones are emptyplayground.co.uk. If you're on MySpace, myspace.com/musictrades. I will attempt to get them on our MySpace top 20, but I am on holiday in Florida. So,
this is
so
true.
If I don't manage it, you know, give us a fucking break.
Yeah.
I'm on holiday. I might see you at Rancid. Not you, Tony.
Not me, no.
And I might see you at Real Big Fish on Friday, both at Janus Landing in Florida. Make sure that you vote for us, podcastalley.com. Actually, just go to punkyradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you need to know is there, isn't it, basically?
Yes.
Anything else you got to say, Tony?
I've got the reviews from iTunes.
Shit, we've forgotten those.
Yes.
Knickers. Right.
Shall I do them?
Do yours, yeah.
Okay. These are the US iTunes
reviews.
How can
I forget these?
I don't
products?
Know. We've been keeping them up for the past couple of weeks, so I've got five of them.
All right.
Superb podcast. A podcast that makes you feel like a kid again. That is, if you were the disturbed kid in the back of the class that liked starting fires, I was, uniting fans and bands across the lands. You get a taste of music from all over that would be hard to find if it was not for this show. And the hosts are a dynamic and energetic duo that will definitely make you laugh out loud. Great music and very funny. This podcast is a weekly treat that is more than just music or talk. That's from Bill from New York City.
Thank you very much, Bill from NYC.
Always looking.
Always
Everybody
looking.
Everybody should subscribe to this podcast.
Guys, great music, and hilarious.
Always looking. That's from Billy the Sid.
Thank you, Billy the Sid.
Awesome. Hilarious.
Awesome.
Great punk music from all over. It's great for us Americans to hear those crazy Brits make fun of everyone else. That's from Anonymous.
Is it really?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Anonymous.
Thank you. Gooper, best podcast out there. I love this show. Paulie B and Tony make me laugh out loud every episode, entertain and introduce me to music I've never heard of before. What's not to love? Punky makes Uncle Fermi stand up and tap dance every episode. That's from Twilight the Hippie.
Twilight the Hippie, do you know what? Twilight the Hippie has offered to give you a spanking should you get to America.
Thank you very much,
Twilight.
Thank you very
much. That's very, very kind of you, and Tony would like one.
Yes.
That is true. I am right there, yeah?
I'm not averse to a good spanking.
You want a good spanking.
Yeah.
You could use a good spanking and baby,
thank
so
you very
could
much.
I.
And one final one.
Yep.
From the mayor of Fishtown.
Ah ha ha.
Good God. This is a fantastic show. You'll hear new music, learn new words and new insults. All from two of the coolest guys in Sherwood Forest. Keep up
Who's
the great
that?
Work, you slags. Viva la Punky.
You slags.
From Eric Tomorrow.
Oh, Eric Tomorrow. Who, of course, is a well-known tattooed up bum chum.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who does look very good in a red shirt, in a red tie and black shirt.
Does the fabulous mediocre show with Taylor Ramfucker.
Yes.
You can find out more about them somewhere else. We're not your mothers. Now, iTunes Reviews UK. I knew I'd forgotten something major. We really, really want you to subscribe to us at iTunes. It's the best way to listen to the show, and it's the best way to get us up their chart, obviously.
Yes.
You can subscribe to us. Do. And UK and US, there's iTunes, every country in the world is different, isn't it?
They're all different.
Weird.
All got their own charts and everything.
They've all got their own charts, but we're in charts.
Ah.
Right? And I've got three here that I've been meaning to read out for ages. I'm so sorry. And this one is from I'm Going to Taste of Chaos.
Okay.
Who clearly has never been with me, because if she had been, she'd be more to say, I'm going to taste some cheese and onion. But anyway, okay. Oh my God, this is the best podcast ever. I agree.
Yeah,
I was cracking up for hours after the one with Joe as a guest. Oh, fuck Joe. She rules, by the way. No, she doesn't. Oh yeah, I'm going to taste of chaos. Oh, that's it. She's going to eat Joe.
Ah.
You know, well, she's not very well trimmed downstairs, I'm told. So excited. You guys rule. Gooper. Always looking. Thank you very much. You're going to taste the chaos. Awesome. The Phil and Sam podcast. You guys rock and are awesomely funny. Get this podcast if you don't already have it. Thank you very much, Phil and Sam, because Phil and Sam did get in touch with us and I was quite rude to them. I'm so sorry, and Sam. Thank you very much for our lovely iTunes review after I acted like a bell end. And the last one, Great by Stu. Simply great. Only sometimes a bit less prattle and more music. And it's all up. Who's doing? Happy now? Would be good, but on the whole, great. I haven't found anything better. You fucking won't, Stu. iTunes reviews sorted.
Done.
Respect.
That's
in
like 2 months
the
worth.
House.
Done.
Look, if you look behind us right now, Tony, you can see that prick in Studio One.
Oh, yeah, look at him.
Look at him. You fuck off. You've left. No one knows what we're on about. They need never know either. I'll tell you what. Do you know what? I think he's going to come back with Katie Trinder. Another story.
Ah!
Right. So, anyway.
Abandon.
Abandon Aruga. Episode. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, you can't hear.
Was a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.